Blog Talk Radio.
And he may have been dropped. This is interesting. Among birthdays today, Horace Greeley, he's the guy who coined the phrase, go west, young man. And, of course, we've seen it with the football team at the Super Bowl yesterday, which was played in the east, the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. And, of course, one of the headlines that our people came up with, the Seahawks, and there's a correction on our blog talk here, that the Seahawks corralled the Broncos 43-8 and branded them with S-43. It was a real slammer. And, of course, you know, in San Francisco, it's a good thing the 49ers have lost, because this city is in the grip of municipal anarchy, where there's this attitude that we win everything. Ellison and his America's Cup for rich boys to play for sale on San Francisco Bay. We have the 49ers, which have won many football games, but they're getting a little stale. We have the Giants, who didn't give the credit to Mayor George Christopher, the guy who brought them here, who did some hard negotiations and had to do some heavy drinking on the weekend with Horace Stoneham to bring the Giants, New York Giants, to San Francisco instead of they were thinking of going to Los Angeles. But anyway, we have bread and circuses mentality with our Board of Supervisors instead of dealing with the issues of people dying on the street, children being raped in the showers of the school district, this agenda of vote fraud, poverty profiteering, NAMBLA, and having illegals, people come here illegally in the United States and defying our laws, running and endorsing them for public office. So it's time to get real. And, of course, Jack Cashel, great author, raised some of the issues in his book, What's the Matter with California? And, of course, that book was suppressed. The publication was not publicized here in San Francisco, with the exception of KSAN radio. So it's a good thing that the 49ers didn't get to go to the Super Bowl, because people would have gone crazy, drunk, and drugged up in the streets. So, and Seattle is a better team from what I could tell from looking at it and having played at least high school football myself. Among the other birthdays today, great poet Sidney Lanier, Gertrude Stein, who was from Oakland, and she used to say, Oakland is just there, and she went with her lover, Alice B. Toklas, to Europe during that time, during the 20s. Now, it's very interesting. Even though she was of Jewish heritage, during World War II, she was in France, and she would ride the French railroads, and, of course, they didn't have decent toilet paper. So this is an interesting story. What she did was when she had to, she was a big woman, when she had to sit down and use a French toilet on the train, she would put down newspaper. Well, the ink and the paper were of such inferior quality that she would sit down, and the heat from her butt raised the print from the poor paper, and it would be imprinted on her butt. And one time the Gestapo was checking her out, and she had to drop her panties or whatever, and they saw this printing on her butt and thought that this was some secret message to the French resistance. What it was inferior ink used on an inferior newsprint. It's quite, so I believe that story is true. But what's interesting is she, as because she was of Jewish heritage, that she was not incarcerated and sent to the camps, even though all the other Jews in France, the refugee Jews, were rounded up by the French police, and they were very brutal about it. They were sent to the camps and exterminated. So there we go with that one. Now we have the guy who invented Hopalong Cassidy was from Chicago, Clarence Melford. He was the guy who created the character Hopalong Cassidy. I said about this code, excuse me. And then the last prime minister of the Spanish Republic, which was leftist, Juan Negrin. He was born on this day. We had Pretty Boy Floyd, who was one of the gangsters during the 30s, which gave J. Edgar Hoover an opportunity to do his thing, public enemy number one. I don't know if Pretty Boy Floyd was gay. We also had Jacques Soustelle. No, he was about the time of De Gaulle when the Algerian uprising and the revolt of the French generals. Soustelle, I believe, was Charles de Gaulle's minister for propaganda and public relations. The guy who invented the Hemlock method, when someone is choking, that you do this without any instruments, Dr. Henry Hemlock was born on this day. We had Greek senator, Greek ethnic from Maryland, Paul Sarbanes. I think he died of cancer. And then a great football player, talking about football players, Fran Tarkenton was born in 1940. Among the deaths today, violent death, one of the first woman outlaws, Belle Starr, was murdered on this day. She was killed when she was about 40-something. Controversial president, Thomas Woodrow Wilson. He didn't use his name Thomas. He was born in Virginia, but he went to New Jersey and was president of Princeton, was elected governor of New Jersey, and from that position was elected president of the United States. There's a lot of controversy about Thomas Woodrow Wilson. Among them was that he resegregated Washington, D.C. He was a racist, eugenicist, and also he was set the stage by his intransigence at the Paris Versailles Peace Conference after World War One, when he decided he alone would go to Europe and negotiate with the Allies, even though America had bailed out France and England because they were losing the war. And he did not bring the Senate Majority Leader, Henry Cabot Lodge Sr., the father of the other Cabot Lodge, who was later vice presidential nominee with Nixon at one time. Not Nixon. God, I forgot. Shame on me. Anyway, Lodge was also a U.N. Ambassador. But Henry Cabot Lodge was the Senate Majority Leader, and the Senate would have, under the rules of government, our three-tier system, Senate advises and consents on foreign treaties. And, of course, Mr. O has not learned that, or he's ignoring it, threatening executive order, and he's got a pen. Well, that ink better dry up real fast. Anyway, one of the reasons that the League of Nations and that peace treaty didn't get negotiated properly, because Wilson decided he was going to go there and he was going to be the word of God descending on Versailles. and it didn't work out. So what Wilson did was he decided to bypass the Senate and Congress when he came back to the United States, and he went on this train trip, which caused him to have a heart attack. He broke down, and he died on this day in Washington, D.C. Now, interestingly, he had a dog this was the first case of animal-assisted therapy. And we'll get into that another day because they've done a lot with it here in San Francisco. Among the other deaths today, Roland Freisler, who was like this guy Kevin Ryan, who was from Canada, was one of the most corrupt judges here in San Francisco, Kevin Vincent Ryan. Roland Freisler came into the Nazi orbit as a socialist. And, of course, national socialism was what the Nazis were about. And Josef Goebbels was the most extreme of the national socialists. And the homosexual Ernest Röhm, who was the guy with his bully boys, brought Hitler to power with street brawls and intimidation. And, of course, he was a pedophile. But both the Goebbels and Röhm thought that Hitler was not socialist enough, Röhm said that Hitler was too conservative, but Freisler decided that he wanted to survive as a judge, and so he became a Nazi, and he presided over some of the worst kangaroo court trials in the history of the Third Reich, and of course his comeuppance came when an Allied bomb dropped on the courthouse and blew him to hell. Well-deserved death. He's most famous for the show trials of the plotters in the attempted assassination of Hitler in July of 1944. There's some awful video of him conducting his kangaroo court trials. It's very interesting. We've seen this in other totalitarian governments when they conduct these show trials. Among the other deaths today, we had talking about World War II, the great Admiral Mark Michener, who died young. He was about 60-something. But he was an admiral in the Pacific, and I think he was at the Battle of Midway and also some of the other battles, naval battles in the Pacific. He was part of that whole crowd of Nimitz, Halsey, Michener, and a couple other admirals. Great musicians, popular musicians, two of them died on this day. Buddy Holly died at age 22 in a plane crash, and Ritchie Valens was 17, also died. And, of course, we used to laugh at some of these Chinese characters in these 1940s movies. Some of them were about China and the war. Anna May Wong, she died on this day. And here's a great actor. He died young, John Cassavetes. And, of course, Audrey Meadows. You remember The Honeymooners and Jackie Gleason? Well, Audrey Meadows played his wife, and she died on this day. Jane Meadows was her sister, and I think she was married to Steve Garraway, I think. Among the events today, in 1690 in Massachusetts, the first paper money was printed, and some people think that the paper money printed today, it doesn't have backing, that there's no gold and poured knots. And then in 1783, Spain, which had long ongoing battles with the British and the English, they were one of the first countries to recognize the new American independence. And 1743, this is how they dealt with immigration in those days. We've heard of Ellis Island, but they never heard of the Pest House in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, where immigrants were detained because it was feared that they brought in diseases. And we still have that problem today. That's one of the issues not addressed in the immigration, legalizing these people, that we don't check people for coming in here with possible tuberculosis, diseases that we don't deal with. And, of course, it's become politically incorrect to raise the issue about an immigrant having AIDS or tuberculosis or some of these other strange diseases. And American medicine is among the best in the world, but it's still, there are diseases which American medicine cannot deal with and cannot cure or contain. And then among the, talk about cheese. In 1815, the first commercial cheese factory was set up in Switzerland. That's where we got Swiss cheese. In 1867, the great emperor, Japanese Emperor Meiji, was born, and that was the period of modernization for Japan, which came to its forefront in the Russo-Japanese War, where the Japanese, using British ships that were Navy ships that were built in Britain, they were the state of the art, challenged the Russians at the Battle of Port Arthur and Tsushima Straits, and destroyed the Russians. It was like the Seahawks destroying the Denver Broncos, which were heavily favored. And, of course, Meiji set the stage for the modernization of Japan. And, of course, Teddy Roosevelt, president at the time, didn't like the idea of a white nation, Russia, being defeated by a Asian nation. He referred to the Japanese as the plucky little Japs. He referred to the Chinese as the goddamn dirty Chinese. And he was also another racist. But he decided that he was going to broker a peace in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and he did, between Russia and Japan. And for that, he got a Nobel Peace Prize, which is diminished in prestige ever since in the last 20 years. In 1870, talk about blacks, and this is Black Month. Black suffrage was granted under the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And remember, those of you who played high school sports or even used golf clubs, if you noticed the name Spalding, Albert Spalding, with $800 on this day in 1876, started his sports good operation and had golf balls, golf clubs, I think, baseball bats. And, of course, talking about entertainment, and a lot of people think that circuses have become irrelevant. P.T. Barnum, probably the greatest showman with circuses, bought Jumbo, the giant elephant. And they mistreat these elephants. And in one case where an elephant had accidentally killed somebody, I think it was in New Jersey, where they decided to test the new electric chair device. And they rigged up this electricity to this elephant and burned it to death. Electrocuted it. Just horrible. Also because we had election fraud after the Hayes-Tilden election, and also there was a lot of election fraud during the 19th century. In 1887, Congress decided to pass the Electoral Count Act, and that was supposed to deal with disputed national elections. Of course, we still have that today when we had the Bush-Gore presidential election, and of course, there was vote fraud in the Obama election here with John McCain and Sarah Palin. And then this is a legacy of Woodrow Wilson. In 1913, he signed the federal income tax, became law. And, of course, another Woodrow Wilson, this is one of the horrible things, the predecessor to the United Nations. The League of Nations had their first meeting in, I believe, Switzerland. And, of course, the man who always wanted to be Chief Justice, he was probably the only guy to serve in so many different federal positions: Secretary of War, Governor General of the Philippines, President of the United States, and he always wanted to be Chief Justice of the United States. In 1930, he resigned for health reasons. He was like 300 plus pounds, as big, if not bigger, than Chris Christie. Oh, Christie is no Taft. And, of course, they had a special bathtub built for William Howard Taft in the White House, and he had cows on the back lawn. And, of course, although I believe it's unlikely that political animal Chris Christie would be elected, nominated, and elected president, they'd have to probably put in a big shower or a big bathtub or a big hot tub for Chris Christie. I don't think it's going to happen. But getting back to Black History Month, in 1947, the first black reporter was accredited to cover Congress. His name was Percival Pratius. And, of course, we shouldn't forget this about the chaplains in the military service. In 1943, on a troop ship called the SS Dorchester, there were four chaplains. One was a Roman Catholic priest, a rabbi, and two Protestants. And there were about 600 soldiers who were being transported. And the ship was torpedoed. The Dorchester was torpedoed, and a lot of these soldiers did not have life vests. So the four chaplains gave up their life vests and went down with the ship. And they were honored with a stamp and a memorial. Now, today, the controversy is that the Obama maladministration is harassing the chaplains and allowing such things as Wiccans and Satanism and giving the chaplains a hard time in the military. So apparently people, if they didn't know or have forgotten, that we had four chaplains who gave up their lives to allow four, at least four military servicemen to survive the sinking and torpedoing of a ship, troop ship. And for Catholics, it's St. Blaise Day. He was the guy, a patron saint of getting, when you see candles put against somebody's neck in the Catholic Church, that's supposed to protect them from respiratory diseases. So now among the other, excuse me, so that's a bloody cold, we have, we're going to be bringing up the agenda for 2014, which because of all the collisions we witnessed, mayhem, motoring mayhem on our streets and roads here in California, there's an epidemic of reckless driving and reckless bicycling. The bicycle agendas, propagandists do not want to talk about the rules of the road. And we've always said, you put your wheels on the road, you obey the rules of the road. Also, this country does not run on two bicycles. You can't, two-wheel bicycles are two wheels. It's four or more. And you can't rely on a bicycle if you have to trip to go to the emergency room of a hospital, or your wife or your girlfriend's delivering a baby, or you're having a heart attack, or things like, do you get your pizza delivered on a bicycle? Do you get your Chinese takeout delivered on a bicycle? You get your groceries delivered on a bicycle? It doesn't happen. And also, the way our society is set up, bicycles have a very limited function in a modern society. They also, there have been over 1,000 bicycle pedestrian injuries in New York State alone, and at least 17 people have been killed here in San Francisco, at least two, and been many injuries, some of which have not been reported. And we have a videotape, which you can go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube and see the videotaping of a bicycle collision with knocking down a senior citizen and two, actually, as I was involved. Also, there was other injuries at collisions and bicyclists who defy the law in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We had this guy, O'Bannon, who was stopped by a Oregon policeman and for violation of Oregon's rules of the road. He tried to murder the cop. We don't know the disposition of that case. We have another case where in Denver recently, where this bicyclist was drunk, celebrating his birthday, and he had somebody on the handlebars. And he got into a confrontation with a motorist and took off. And the policeman tried, a policewoman tried to stop him, and he tried to strangle this policewoman who was about 5 feet. His bail was $50,000. In Waycross, Georgia, we had this case of a bicyclist, Dale is his name, a young man. And he was bicycling illegally on a road, on that road, and a woman tried to avoid hitting him, and in trying to avoid hitting him, was hit by a truck, and she died, and he was charged with manslaughter. We don't know the disposition of that case. But what people need to realize that when bicyclists who do not obey the rules of the road, wherever they're at, are putting automobiles, truckers, motorcyclists, and pedestrians at risk. And here's a case, we just saw it today, and it'll be up, the new shadow, we'll put it up on Amicus Veritas. The video is a little shaky. This is not an isolated incident of bicycling or illegal bicycling. We have more and more of these bicyclists who are transporting babies and young children on their bicycles and putting them at risk. Also, not only babies and bicycles, but dogs. And not only that, they do not obey the rules of the road. We have documented that this guy with his baby on the back blew through several stop signs. So this, and he puts that baby at risk. He puts motorists at risk who try to avoid hitting him because of his reckless bicycling. So this is what's going on, and it's time to sledgehammer these people. For some reason, the police appear to be intimidated by this propaganda and that, you know, bicycles share our roads. Bicyclists do not pay parking fees. They do not pay for licenses. They do not pay they do not carry ID. They don't have liability insurance, and it's the taxpayer who foots the bill when they collide with somebody, and police, fire, and emergency first responder services have to respond to an injured or dying or dead pedestrian. So it's time to crack down on these people, and we think it's time to sledgehammer them with heavy fines. Same thing with these motorists. There are motorists who will run down bicycles, pedestrians, motorcyclists. It's time to crack down on them. They're on their damn cell phones, and we've documented that. So, you know, it's time to get real. And, of course, there's a question about pedestrians who are injured by these bicyclists and motorists that it's very difficult for them to get insurance to pay the medical bills and the disability that's caused when they are seriously injured and can't go back to work or can't work. So there's a lot of issues here. So we're going to end with our usual. We'll be back Wednesday. And we, since there was the Clydesdale Horses featured Budweiser-sponsored part of the Super Bowl yesterday, we have a rare interview with the guy who handles the Clydesdale Horses. And I also have a rare interview with the captain who was over here doing the work with the Viennese Riding Academy, the Lipizzaners. We have those a lot. We have about 1,500 interviews. I'm still going through the stuff to transfer them from the radio tapes to disc and put some of this stuff on the air and to make it available to schools who want some history that you're not getting in the books or in other videos or other educational publications. We have a lot of rare stuff. Did a lot of work in my career, 50 years. So we'll end today with politics and poker, and we'll be back Wednesday to resume the new Shadow and Amicus Veritas.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Yeah, a lot of trades. And excuse my misspelling. I just had an eye operation, so we'll correct the Seahawks and the S. It was 43-8, and they're the Seattle Seahawks. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. You'll see the bicyclist who had a baby on board and who blew through several stop signs, putting that child at risk, and as well as other motorists who were trying to avoid hitting him. So we'll be back Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Stay safe. Stay warm.